Before we get started with today's video, we have a message from our sponsor.
If you're like us, you believe that it's your right to keep and bear arms. More than 100 million Americans identify as firearm owners, and in 2021, there were more than 3 million new gun owners in the United States.
Silencer Shop is the number one source for suppressors in the U.S. They're a Texas-based company founded in 2010 with a focus on outstanding customer service. Dedication to customers like you are one of the reasons they are ranked 4.9 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot. That's from over 25,000 reviews.
They've grown into a network of over 4,000 powered by Silencer Shop dealers across the country. There's probably one near you. The Silencer Shop kiosk makes the NFA process easy for your suppressor, SBR, or any NFA item. By tapping into Silencer Shop for your ATF E-Form 4, you'll get your can in your hands faster than ever. Customers have said they received their suppressors in 70 to 90 days.
Check out Silencer Shop YouTube, Instagram, or SilencerShop.com. By partnering with Silencer Shop, it's the easiest way to get your suppressor.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk about what happened in Kansas.
What happened in Kansas, man? They found Dorothy yet?
Dorothy.
Yeah, man, I like Dorothy, man. Them little red shoes, man. Man, I remember I was a little kid, man. Disney was grooming me, man. It was grooming me to be straight. Dorothy in that dress, them pigtails, them little red shoes. Oh, man, that damn dress. I said, oh, man, I want me some Dorothy right now. I just want Dorothy for 5 minutes.
Anyway,
I still remember Dorothy. She passed away the other day.
She was cute, man.
She passed away the other day.
She look all innocent. I like girls look innocent.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, that real innocent look, you know?
Hey, man, let's get serious.
Like they're on the honor roll. Like they all they do is read and study all day. Like they don't look
go to church.
Hey, go to church. That's all they do.
Yeah, but
they don't look at no porn, no adult films, none of that.
Hey, Kevin,
just reading, all right, study.
Hey, I want to talk about these cows.
Okay, Dad, I'm going to be asleep. I just got to finish my study, then I'm going straight to sleep. And then I'll meet you in church tomorrow, Daddy. That's the kind of girl I want.
Hey,
I'm going to turn that girl into a freak.
Hey, man, I'm going to talk about these damn cows, man.
Cows, man. What happened to cows, man?
Well, there's a bunch of damn cows.
Saw a bunch of them with their damn legs and feet just... Like somebody just went by and shish kebab all over.
Yeah, it's called rigor mortis. Shit,
that damn rig sit in.
That damn rig. You don't want that damn rig to sit in.
That beach dead, man. Yeah, that damn rigor mortis.
Yeah, but they claim
rigor mortis.
Man, I'm done talking.
What's wrong, man?
No, I can't say nothing. You just start talking over.
Well, this is a two-man show, all right?
Hey, but these damn
you
cows,
ain't no dictator, are you?
Yeah, these cattle, they say it was like it's been a heat wave and the humidity got high. They say it got up to close to 110 degrees and the humidity was high.
You know what it is? They don't want to tell nobody. It's a solar flare. It hit Earth. It hit Kansas. It cooked them all.
They say it was a heat wave.
Yeah,
solar flare.
Yeah, they call it a heat wave.
All those species.
Yeah, no shit, it's a heat wave. It's a damn solar flare, man.
A solar flare hit the planet, Kevin, we're all dead.
Not if you hit a little bit. Just a little bit of it. Now, if all of it hit
a glancing blow?
Yeah, a glancing blow.
I think everybody dive like Chernobyl, like radiation. Don't you get serious on this, man? 2,000 cows have passed, and you and Nick joking about it.
What are cows, man? They ain't people.
That's our food supply, man.
Man, it's only 2,000 cattle, man.
Hey,
can go without some meat sometime. You got to eat meat every meal.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to
sit down and eat you a salad or something.
Yeah, watch this video.
Man, that's crazy
as
hell.
Videos like this spread like wildfire Wednesday, claiming a heat wave killed these cattle in southwest Kansas. Headlines like this claimed more than 10,000 head died.
Damn.
Left many people wondering if it's even real.
I have seen some of the videos around.
It's crazy as hell.
Again, it's certainly not something that you ever want to see or something that you ever want to deal with.
Turns out it is real. Scarlett Higgins with the Kansas Livestock Association says while she doesn't have exact numbers, thousands of cattle did die from heat stress across an area near Ulysses. She says there was a sharp temperature increase in a short amount of time, on top of a humidity increase and little to no wind.
you add all of that, those things together in such water. A short amount of time, it led to cattle suffering from some heat stress in that area of the state.
Kansas farmer Greg Peterson saw the video and says it could happen. He posted this on Facebook.
Those heat bursts are very localized. They are not widespread. And so that would explain why it didn't hit all over the place.
Hagen says while heat stress kills some livestock,
like, we're fucked out here.
A loss like this is devastating, both financially
and emotionally. Call them legs up in there.
It's a significant impact, of course. These cattle would be around, have a value of around $2,000 per head.
Wow.
As they're market ready animals, and any kind of animal loss is
forklift.
Significant to a producer, to a cattle feeder, to a rancher. Anyway, you know, no one wants to see any kind of loss like this.
Now, Hagen says there are some
damn forklift picked them up. Y'all know them damn cattle's like what, maybe 800, 1,000? I'm not sure how much they weigh. They fat as hell. And you stick them out in 110 degree temperature.
Well, no water, of course they're going to drop dead.
They said heat stress, but I think that damn hearts exploded in their fucking chest and they died.
Well, they said it was no wind. Like, if you got wind, it's still hot wind. I think you need water.
Yeah, it looked like, okay, some people saying they were poisoned. I'm just going to put it out there. I mean,
who's got the time to go out there and poison 10,000 cows?
Some evil people would.
Got this one. How many more you got? Oh, man, this shit's getting old.
Well, you just put it in that water or something. The poison. If you was going to poison cattle.
Man, them damn cows wasn't poisoned. They had heat stroke. Heart attack.
Well, I've been seeing other people's messages. I mean, some people on Instagram claiming they're actually ranchers, and they say stuff like this never happens.
Yeah, a lot of people saying,
I don't know how true that is. I'm not a rancher. I have no idea. But they coupled this with what happened in Kansas with all these food processing plants just going up in flames over the last couple of years. And they say, combine that with what just happened, they say there's something more going on. But
Accidents happen.
Accidents happen.
Yeah.
This is a whole lot of damn accidents. Damn, like damn Armageddon. Damn end of days.
Man, this happens all the time. We just don't hear about it. Well, maybe not 10,000 cows, but.
Well, it's not 10,000. They say it was around 2,000.
It's still a lot of damn cows. You know how many hamburgers I can make with that?
They said they're worth 2,000.
You know how many? You know.
Hey, see, there you go. I'm talking and I'm just.
Hey, I've ate pig's feet. Can you make pickled cow's feet? Can you do that? Is that a thing? Cow's feet?
No, pigs have skin on the feet. Damn, cows got damn hooves, bitch. Are you just going to suck on the toenail?
Yeah, that's right. They got fur on it, too. Ain't nobody going to suck a hair.
You can suck some pig's feet, man.
Yeah.
Some pickle pig's feet? Suck them. You can't suck no damn cattle hoof. Hurting a damn big-ass toenail. That shit can't be delicious.
What are you going to? They're going to have to make a damn graveyard for cows.
No, I think I wonder if y'all can save the meat.
Man, if you try to sell that meat, you're going to kill a lot of people.
No, you throw that shit in the refrigerator.
Throw that shit in the refrigerator?
Yeah, you throw that shit in the fridge.
No, man, I heard bad things happen to people, man. If you feed if you murder the cow, blow its brains out, the meat's fresh.
You're going to say something crazy.
No, this is common sense.
What?
They said the meat's better if the cow don't go through a lot of stress. You just come up behind it, pop one behind the head, and it kills it.
Right.
It's no stress. Yeah. You know how stressed out these damn cows was? These cows were stressed before they died.
As if they actually had heat stress.
I would think it's damn. Well, I don't know. Heat stress. They had a heart attack, a heat stroke. If you don't believe me, go sit out in a field out there in Kansas, 110 degrees, for 3 days and see what happened to you. You gonna drop dead.
That's because you ain't no damn cattle, man. That state was made for that shit.
Man, ain't nothing made to be out in the sun 110 degrees. Maybe a damn snake, a rattlesnake, but not no damn 400-pound cow. No, that thing's more than 400 pounds.
I'm looking that up. Well, some people saying that was poison, man. They making the allegations. I would like to see proof.
I mean, it's just speculation.
I don't believe everything I hear from the news, but, man, you got to come with some evidence. I mean, how easy would it be to do a damn cow autopsy? Say, look, this cow's got cocaine in it. Somebody gave his damn cow some coke.
It was all these cows got Viagra in it. They put Viagra in the feed, and all these cows died with powerful erections. Hey,
but, you know, people bring up the fact, mm-hmm. damn, 1,500 to 2,500 pounds.
Boy, I bet it stinks out there.
So, I don't know, 2,000 pound.
What is that going to smell like?
Cattle.
When the damn sun comes up. 2,000 cows out there decomposing? 2,000 pounds a cow?
The lady said each, it was 2,000 of them. $2,000 a head, that's $4 million.
I bet there's more cows than that, man. That like a damn mass graveyard of cows.
That look like one of our comedy shows. Yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
But they ain't dead, though. I mean, I think our biggest comedy show was 1,800. That was 2,000.
It was one of our comedy shows in San Antonio. I don't know what to believe. I heard these people on social media.
Them cows died of a heat stroke.
Well, when you couple that, Kevin, with what's going on
go here,
all over the country, all these processing food plants going up.
Well, yeah,
in flames.
Things happen. Shit happens. Shit always happens.
Well, some people saying it's like
nothing goes smoothly.
Yeah, but you don't think that's a that's
it's probably just a big coincidence. I hope it is.
I don't know what to believe.
You better stock up on food. That's what you better be doing.
I know we stocked up because, I mean,
think about it. If this country experiences a huge heat wave, you know?
No, I'm just thinking about the supply chain. Supply chain is all screwed up from COVID and food shortages like Enfamil.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if y'all have not, like, got emergency food supply on hand, you got to be in.
Yeah. Like, you better stock up on rice, beans, stuff like that. Yeah. You don't have to exactly go to emergency food supply and buy the dry food if you know.
I mean, you can.
Rice. I got mounds of rice, Peruvian beans. I love me some Peruvian beans.
Yeah.
I got cups of noodles from here to Chinola. I got my patriot supply in my house. I got all that.
Yeah, you should just better be prepared then.
Just be prepared because don't say you didn't see the warning signs. Damn, heat wave come through the United States, man. It could wipe out a bunch of cows.
I mean, COVID was eye-opening for us. I mean, just see how everything can go to shit from just a virus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the climate can change. I mean, from climate change. I mean, from
climate change. You believe in climate change?
Of course, I believe in climate change. When did the climate didn't change?
Yeah, I know that, but not.
The place has been melting since the last ice age. You don't believe in climate change?
Yeah, the climate.
I'm just not
going
to politicize it like these batshit crazy Democrats.
The climates always have changed.
Yeah,
it's always been changing.
Yeah, Mars, Jupiter.
If you don't believe me, ask these fucking cows. It's getting hot as fuck out here.
What a
farmer. That's got to be a messed up way to go, man.
Yeah.
You can stand out there and.
If I was a rancher, man, I'd have had a water hose out there or something.
Something like a big trough of water.
Yeah.
Them cows have been fighting over this shit. Them cows be looking crazy. Have y'all ever looked at a cow? Yeah. Damn eyes is on the side of his head, and the motherfucker trying to look at you with both sides of his head at the same time.
Well, I think it would be a very dangerous situation for a rancher, too, because a lot of people get trampled by cows, especially during the heat wave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be out there trying to water down cows unless you're trying to get tap danced on. 2,000 pounds of cow tap dancing on your head? That is not good.
That was a damn good show. Damn good show.
Yeah.
That was a damn good show. Damn good show.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, support this patriot.
He's a damn good man.
Yeah.
I can't say damn. Christian. Sorry, Mike. Don't let cancel culture win.
Yeah, he has lost so much due to the left. Go to MyPillow.com.
Yeah, and use promo code Harsh Twins when checking out.
Yeah, and get up to 66% off. But always, when possible, support businesses owned by freedom-loving patriots. That's why there's no Disney or Netflix for us.
Yeah.